The mob was now moving toward them, handheld lights bobbing up and down, red lights glowing on cameras. They sounded like a pack of dogs at dinner time, all barking at once, each trying to drown out the others. "Move it or lose it," Kovacs said, starting back toward the car. "I'm driving up to this garage, and I don't care if your shit's in the way." The second team, Kovacs thought as his gaze scanned over the herd. The stations had sent their first teams to the hospital at the news of Carrie Moore's attack. The second teams had ended up here. He held up a hand to ward them off. "I got nothing to say. Lieutenant Dawes will have a statement for you tomorrow." They went back to shouting questions, as if he hadn't spoken at all. Kovacs shook his head and went to the nearest pair of uniforms. "Get them off this property," he instructed. "They can go to the other side of the street. I've got Judge Moore, and if I see one flashbulb go off in her face as we go into this house, I'm gonna shoot somebody. Got it?" "They don't use flashbulbs anymore," the younger officer said, as if that would change everything. Kovacs glowered at him. "Are you brain damaged?" He turned to the older partner. "Is he brain damaged?" The partner shrugged. "Maybe." Kovacs shook his head. "Just get them out of here." "Will do, detective." As he turned toward his car, Kovacs saw no sign of Judge Moore and had a second's flash of panic. Then he realized she had slid way down in the seat and covered herself with her coat. "Stay right there," he murmured as he slipped into the driver's seat. "They'll be out of the way in a minute." Carrie Moore said nothing. Kovacs took a peek under the coat to make sure she hadn't expired. She hadn't, but she looked like she might welcome death soon. Her skin was gray, her face pasty with sweat. She looked like she was maybe going to be sick again. "Hang in there," Kovacs said, his eyes on the reluctant migration of the media. As he waited for the reporters to retreat, he took a moment to check out the judge's digs. Her home was a well-lit, impressive red-brick colonial with a couple of white columns flanking the front door. Kovacs figured his whole house and garage combined was maybe half the size. The shrubbery was clipped, the leaves had been raked, a trio of uncarved pumpkins sat beside the glossy black front door. A tasteful, wrought-iron gate kept the riffraff from going up the walk. It was the kind of place where a person would want to go in and expect to feel warm and welcome. Kovacs would go home to a dark, square box that needed paint. He put the car in gear, pulled up into the driveway at an angle to minimize the view of the passenger side. He went around to open the door and helped Carrie Moore out of the car, keeping her coat pulled up high around her face. With an arm around her shoulders to support her, he shielded her as they went through the side gate and up to the front door. As they stepped up onto the stoop, the judge rang the doorbell and leaned against the sidelight, peering into the house. "Where are your keys?"
"I don't know," she confessed.
"You had them with you before the attack?"
"In my purse."
"You'll change these locks tomorrow, first thing."
"Yes."
"And you'll have a radio car sitting out front until that happens," he told her. "What else did you lose that you haven't told me about?"
"Nothing," she said, but he knew she was lying. The perp probably had her phone numbers, her mother's maiden name, and half her credit cards. He would get a list of the cards and alert the credit card companies. If the perp was using them, he was leaving an electronic trail. The door swung open, and a gorgeous blonde 20-something in a pink velour tracksuit looked wide-eyed at the judge. She said something in what Kovacs figured was Swedish or Norwegian or something else from one of those Scandinavian places where everyone looks like they've been designed by computer as models for the master race.
"Oh my God, Mrs. Moore."
"It looks worse than it is," Carrie said quietly. "Please don't make a fuss, Anka. Is Lucy asleep?"
"Yeah, just a little while ago,"
the nanny said. Kovacs helped the judge with her coat, and the nanny took it from him. But she never took her worried eyes off her boss.
"But she's worried about you. She didn't want to go to bed, and she made me leave on the light on the side table."
The judge slid down onto an antique carved chair and closed her eyes for a moment.